TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Are we ready to go?
I am ready to go.
No.
Why are we not ready to go?
No.
I am totally ready to go.
Why are we not ready to go?
I have never been more ready to go.
I'm David S. Pumpkins. Now I'm ready to go. Welcome to the club, Andy. Welcome to the club.
Oh, it's a good club to be in.
Took you fucking long enough.
I know.
I mean, I thought I was late to the party until Andy's like, what's David S.? You know what? Let's start the show.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about some shit first.
Shut up. Talk about life.
Shut up. Liberty. No. And the pursuit of happiness. We gotta make America great again.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about Halloween costumes. We talk about Tom Hanks on SNL, Noah goes to see Jack Reacher 2, and Noah turns 40. And when you hear this sound...
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers.
Oof.
I don't know if that can be heard outside the door. But my wife is putting a smackdown on the
kids. Oh yeah.
Simultaneous smackdown, baby.
Is it happening in your house too?
I just heard from upstairs. Stop talking!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. He's like, no one loves me.
Everyone's going to turn away.
Let's close that door all the way. There we go. He is definitely my son. Because when the word machine starts, it is relentless. We were trying to watch some Sam B last night. He was supposed to be eating. Instead, he spent the whole time singing songs about the little art projects that were in front of him on the table. Just stop making noise with it long enough to put nutrition inside of it. No wonder you're small. See, that's the part that makes me doubt that maybe there is something weird going on there. Maybe he is a little mutated. Because that is the one thing I'll stop making noise for. Yeah. I will be quiet to consume.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the David Pumpkins in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the inn in Pumpkins.
Well, that was all over the place.
Happy Halloween! We are very confusing.
Any questions?
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment!
Guys, thank you so much.
Because it's Tan Laughs! Tan Laugh Time! You send them in and we read those funny Tan Laughs! Tan Laughs! Ow!
Yeah.
That's been a while.
Are you going to do that one on the Facebook, Tim?
I figured I would let you do it, since we both saw it.
Ooh.
I can do it if you want me to.
No, I can do it. I was going to say I don't have it saved, but I had the little notification that was like, do this shit.
Tan cats. No tan cast mail. Come on.
Okay. This is from Leslie with the newborn.
The three-year-old newborn.
It may be four by now.
It?
It.
He.
It.
He.
E?
It.
It's a he, not an it.
It?
They're all its.
Anyhow, it's a little... I'm not really sure why the picture has anything to do with the joke. It's simply they just found a random picture and just slapped some text on it. But this joke is on the picture of a chimpanzee. Got me. Anyways, I was drinking a margarita and the waitress screamed, "Does anyone know CPR? I yelled, "I know the entire alphabet." And we all laughed and laughed. Well, except for one guy.
Nice.
On a related note, I don't know if you've ever seen this on Facebook where someone posts a link like top 10 reasons of whatever, and the text in the image is not anywhere in the list. And then it's cut off.
That would require participating in Facebook.
I'm too good for Facebook. Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm not too good for Facebook.
But just, like, oftentimes it's like a little teaser. I'm like, oh, I want to see what the answer to that one is. I'll go for the whole fucking list. And I'm like, that was not fucking anywhere. Fuck you.
There was one that was like, oh, I can't remember what it was. I'm going to say, like, top 10 actresses or actors who did something on the set. I don't know.
Who did some things.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, it took 4 clicks to get through the first entry. I'd never want to know anything this much. It could be top 10 things that saved Tim Babb personally from death for the rest of his life, and I'd still be like, 4 clicks, forget it.
Yeah, fuck all that.
There are some plugins that will just force it to be all on one page, which I fucking love.
Yeah.
Nah, I need to get those plugins.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's what it's all about. I don't want to be clicking here. I mean, this is like first world problems.
It's felt like that just, like you were ready for a rant and then just like deflated yourself.
I'm just like, sometimes I get worked up and I realize, I'm like, who gives a shit? What's the fun? So, life is so hard when I got to click multiple links to look at the stuff I want to see.
You know what's important? You know what's important to know here? You do. You give a shit. Give yourself a little credit there, dude.
But I shouldn't give a shit. It's not really not that important.
I was going to say, it may be pointless. It may be ridiculous, but you clearly give a shit. Own it.
Oh, man. Sorry. Unrelated to our topic at hand.
What happened, Tim?
I'm sorting James's clothes while I'm here, and I put some 12 months in the 18 months.
Oh, shit. You can't do that, Tim.
No, you cannot.
No. Because, like, Daddy, why can't I raise my arms?
Oh, no. These are all those are going away. I need to make sure they're filed appropriately for where they go.
Ah, gotcha.
Every time I start to get, like, angry about something that doesn't matter, I think about that vine of that lady who's, like, slamming her hand on her what was that, stroller. She's like, I was told I could come to the Genius Bar and get the part.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
Have you guys seen that?
What?
I will find the leak.
I did not miss dealing with the public.
Anyways, you can tell your town laugh. And yeah, I will find
the leak. What am I supposed to do with a 6 to 9 month one? What was it even doing in here?
Getting stretched out.
Okay. So just like this one is also
your mother's pussy.
No.
No.
This one is also from Leslie.
Uh-huh.
She says, I wasn't originally, Tancast's number one ginger redheaded Disney freak,
mm-hmm.
I believe. I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant, but then I changed my mind. Happy Halloween.
I see what we did there.
Any questions?
Fuck, I just shouldn't be that funny. I don't know why.
When it tanks, take it to the banks.
By the way, Tim, I'm gonna find that link for you for that one skit with Ryan Gosling and the other lady that I like.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
I've seen it.
Oh, right. You just yeah. Okay, never mind.
Didn't blow my skirt up.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Hey Noah, can
yeah?
Can I do a tan laugh now?
No.
Before we get off on a tangent.
No.
Okay.
No, Tim. Huh? Andy. All right. People.
All right.
Go ahead.
Did we do one from Scott about 2 months ago? Came from his 9-year-old son. Ringing any bells?
No, it does not ring any bells.
But go for it. We'll shut you down.
So this one comes from Scott's 9-year-old son. It made him laugh harder than it probably should have. Knock, knock.
Oh, yeah, I think we did this. What's the point?
Yeah, okay, we did. Broken pencil, it's all pointless.
Yeah.
All right, well, double credit for Scott. 0 credit for Andy.
0 credit for Andy's memory.
Yeah.
Nah, yes. I forget shit all the time.
He needs to install some more memory.
This one's from Jason. We may have done this, but there's one that I do not get.
Nope. Well, lay it on us.
Some silly tan laughs. What kind of pants does Mario wear?
I don't know.
Mario pants?
Denim, denim, denim.
Denim, denim, denim.
Yep. Denim, denim, denim.
Denim, denim, denim.
Denim, 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 denim.
That's good. I like that. Keep it.
How do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
I know this one.
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Yes. And he even finished that one with tee-hee.
I think we've done that one on here before.
Probably. This was sent all the way back from February, so this actually, I think, predates when Zootopia was released. But what do you call a 3-humped camel?
Zootopia.
Nope. I don't know.
Pregnant!
Oh, yeah, it would be pregnant.
Michael fucking loves that joke. Loves it.
Who does?
Michael. He loves that joke. He would say it all the time after we saw Zootopia. Loved it. Did he get it? I'm not sure. Was he aware that people would laugh after he told it? Fuck yes he was.
He's a baby talking all really matters, about pregnancy.
Am I getting a reaction from the adults? Yes, I am. Let's do this.
More of this, please.
I mean, I think that's kind of what kids live for.
Oh, yeah.
No, they live to cause trouble.
That too.
I mean, but that gets a reaction.
Anything for the reaction.
They live to ruin lives.
Yep.
Like, I don't think they even care if it's positive or negative. Like,
they care, but not enough to stop it. Like they care that it's negative, but not enough to overcome the I'm getting attention. Does that make sense?
Right.
Nothing makes sense.
Like, getting attention
in a world
is more important.
Things happen and other things also happen.
Yes. Yes.
Navy SEALs.
So, what's everybody doing tomorrow?
Happy Halloween!
Jerking off.
Masturbating.
Nice.
There we go.
Noah and I said the same thing in different ways.
And Andy makes three.
Going to work.
Jerking off into a pumpkin. Not my pumpkin, though.
Oh, that's next to the jack-o'-lantern.
I'm just going to go up to someone's...
jack-off-a-lantern.
Yeah.
Someone's porch and be like...
Did pumpkins start molding faster? Is this a thing?
I don't know.
It's global warming, Tim.
Yeah, it's like in the 80s here, so could be.
You mean like parachute pants are still popular?
Yes. Yeah, everybody just binged Stranger Things, and then since then it's all been like... mullets and denim fucking everything and...
Denim.
Callback.
Good callback. You know what I think I just realized?
That...
I don't believe that my work actually sent an email about not dressing up for work this year.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong wearing a butt thong playing ping pong with King Kong in Hong Kong.
Well, I was already going to, but now I may wear the pants that go with the hoodie.
I think it's a good idea to wear pants.
Yeah.
Even if it's Halloween.
Yeah. Yep.
Because as my comedian friend Kellen Erskine said, people don't seem to understand you're dressing up as Winnie the Pooh.
See, I wouldn't dress up as Winnie the Pooh because, I mean, I'm already big and hairy. Being a bear is just a little too on the nose. Donald Duck, however. Show everybody
same
my...
joke. Ha ha.
Donald Dick.
Wait, what?
What?
No.
No? Okay. You convinced me.
I'm pretty sure this Mickey Mouse shirt is too small, but I'm keeping it.
Nice.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Squeeze that little shit into that shirt.
Before you phrased it quite that way, I was going to suggest you try to get Danelle to wear it.
Ha ha. Speaking of phrasing things poorly, and a joke that Noah heard and will enjoy. I was playing a sequence with Michael and my mom, and Danelle had to put James to bed, so she missed out on playing, and later on she's like, how'd it go? I was like, Michael won, but it's because I totally fucked my mom. Wait, no.
Tim fucked his mom.
You motherfucker.
Like, mom, you looking good tonight, girl?
No.
You got your hair did?
No.
Girl?
No.
Let's go in the guest room. Uh-uh. Let's make a brother for me.
Oh.
No.
And a son.
No.
I said the exact same thing last night.
And I was as equally unhappy.
Well, Tim, then you shouldn't have fucked your mother.
No.
You really have only yourself to blame.
For telling you guys the story, yes.
And your mom for looking so damn good.
Would you fucking shut up?
Juicy.
Oh, the other one. I came out of your vagina. Now I want to go back in.
Okay. We found the bridge too far for Andy.
Really? That was the one, huh? Well, whatever bridge it is,
yeah.
Let's just close that shit and hire Chris Christie to fucking blockade it.
Yeah.
Politics.
Hey, Tim, what are you doing?
You're right. I know. I said specifically, let's not bring up politics this week.
I know. 29 days, and we'll be done. Because that's when Trump's people get to vote.
Got it. I was like, that sounds wrong by a lot.
Oh, we're so close.
So, I assume neither one of you has like any drastic plans if, for some reason, Trump gets elected.
Oh, you mean like a coup or something?
Hey, moving out, moving away.
Can't be. You can't be that politically volatile when you got kids.
Well, if you were single, would it matter?
No.
Okay. I can't imagine, you know, and granted, you know, we see what happens. I can't imagine anyone getting voted. I can't say anyone, but, like, me moving away, like, but I also think...
Yeah, Trump really challenges that, and it's not just the whole electing
I'm sorry.
What did you do? What did you do?
I'm sorry, Tim.
All this is on you.
Oh, man.
Oh, what? I stopped. Did I stop? I stopped.
You stopped because we blither blathered.
I'm going to give you a cliff notes. Andy hates Trump. Boom. Moving on.
Andy hates what Trump represents about this country. Andy hates the rise of the fucking alt-right. Andy hates that they are all over Reddit and fucking Ars Technica and places they shouldn't fucking be.
Tim hates that some of these baby clothes don't have fucking labels.
We hate different things, Tim.
I mean, I hate the alt-right, but I'm busy folding baby clothes.
Okay.
He only do one thing
I hate
at
what's
once.
In front of me.
All right. Yeah, I guess, yes.
I got a full plate of hate.
Yep.
I got a full hate plate.
I saw Jack Reacher.
Wow. Hang on. Let me get a neck brace from the whiplash of that abrupt lane change in the conversation.
I'm just trying to get away from politics. It was not as good as the first one, in my opinion. So
that's generally what I've heard.
They tried to give him, like, a team, like sidekicks. And I was like, I feel better about Jack Reacher working alone.
Wasn't he working with the chick in the first one? The gal from Gone Girl?
I guess in this one, it's more of a team, as opposed to, like, was he more protecting her? Did she do anything? Maybe I misremember. I could be misremembering.
Maybe I could be, too, but I just know she was in it, and I thought she was all up in it to win it.
Maybe, I don't know, just something wasn't working for me. I don't know if I can say what it, like, put my finger on, like, what it was. I was just like, eh. And the only time I was playing when I wanted to go was in IMAX, so I had to pay extra money to not enjoy it.
Mm. Oh, well, that'll get
you. You live and learn. You live and learn.
And then get loves. Oh, Superman feety pajamas with a cape.
Andy?
Me?
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am. I'm going to wear a hoodie to work, even though it's, again, going to be like fucking 86 or some shit like that tomorrow, which is hot for our non-freedom-loving listeners.
Non-freedom-loving?
Yes, the one who used the socialism units.
Are you talking about Kelvin?
Yes.
No.
Yes, Tim Kelvin, the people who measure temperatures in degrees above absolute zero.
Is someone eating crackers? What's going on?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get the clothes out. There.
It's like, Russell, Russell, Russell.
They're in a fucking big plastic bag. Whew, got feety pajamas up the ass.
Well, that's not a good place to store them.
I agree. That's why I had to get them out of that plastic bag ass.
Okay.
Batman feety pajamas with cape.
So, hoodie.
Yeah, so it's going to be 85 degrees Fahrenheit or about 29, I guess, degrees Celsius tomorrow. But I'm still going to wear a hoodie because it'll at least be chilly in the morning. And it is a Deadpool hoodie with the kind of the little flap-out bit that covers up your face.
Yes.
I may or may not also wear my my twin swords
Michael,
to work.
I'm trying to get your attention. Michael! No, look at me. I'm pointing at it. Shimmy Christmas. No. Hey, can you close the door, Sparky?
Okay.
You gonna move that? There you go. All right. There it is. And it's done.
Children.
Well, that stepped on the joke I was gonna make. Is it a is it a Luke Cage hoodie? With bullet holes in it?
No. Deadpool.
Yes, I know. You already said that.
Yes.
But I was like, I have to deal with this toddler.
Quick, let me rewind it because this is just too precious to give up on. Come on now,
yep,
Andy.
I ended it.
The moment passed.
Which reminds me, there was a guy at my work who dressed up as Luke Cage, but everybody asked him why he was dressed up as Trayvon Martin.
Oh.
He's like, this sucks and you white people suck.
Oh. Yep. I mean, yeah.
So there, you have pants that go along with it?
I do. I have Deadpool sweatpants, and I will be wearing those tomorrow evening, looking fat and foxy.
Are you going out trick and or treating?
I will be going with my son to monitor his trick and or treating. Mostly his tricking, you know, got to get some extra money.
Times are hard.
Yeah.
People like him young.
Kind of a theme. He's dressing as a Lego ninja. He was going to be... Oh, I never told you guys this story. My son was going to be Kylo Ren. But the...
You put a stop to that.
No, I was fine with it. The medium costume that my wife picked up, some anarchist had grabbed an adult costume and stuffed it in with the kids' costumes. Aww. So when she grabbed one that said medium, turned out it was her size, not his.
So she's dressing up as Kylo Ren.
No, she returned it.
Aww.
Because what? Her response was, well, fuck that.
Amazon, my friend. Amazon.
Yes, indeed.
That requires some planning ahead.
Not if you have Amazon Prime. It only requires you planning 2 days ahead. Although you probably want to get them early in the season before they all sell out. Fucking Target! I went to look up Flame Trooper costumes, because that's what Michael wanted to be for some reason. And that's what he is. That's what he got.
Flaming Trooper.
Shut up. So I was looking them up on Target, and I was like, I'll see what's going on Amazon Prime. I'm like, oh, they're available on Amazon Prime. And then a couple days later, Target sends me an email like, hey, this thing you were looking at is on sale now. I was like, okay, that's creepy, but...
Yeah! Yeah, they fucking got cookies that watch what the fuck you look at and suggest it.
I'm like, oh, well, you know, whatever. If it'll save me some money, I'll take it. And then I look. Flame Trooper costume, blah, 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 discount. Not available in your area. You know, motherfucker, don't tell me it's on sale when I can't buy it. I'm like, oh, well, then can I buy it online? Not available online. No, what are you doing right now, man?
We're just going to gently tease your cock a little bit with this. Just gently play with it.
However, the BB-8 costume that I got for James was on sale and available in my area. And I was like, bam, boom.
Nice.
Amazon will even... I think they even change the price based on, like, how much you're looking at something.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
So, like, it'll be more if you look at it more or less if you look at it more? I don't know.
I think maybe, like, sometimes, like, if you leave in your cart... So I know some places will give you a discount. And I know, like, I know for sure that when you're looking at flights, like, it will sometimes you'll see a different price if you, like, if you clear your cookies and cash or your different browser, like, it will show you a different price.
Like, less expensive?
I don't... Sometimes...
I can't imagine you would bother clearing your cash just to get a more expensive price. Sweet! Now I can pay an extra $30!
Who's
game in the system?
I don't know what... I don't know the specifics. I just know that it's the thing that happens. That's all I got.
Weak sauce, man. Weak fucking sauce.
Research it.
Fuck it, you brought it up, you research it.
Jiggle it.
It's like every time I argue with a fucking political person online. Do the research. No, you made the stupid assertion. You do the research. I did the research. I Googled, this person's an idiot, and it came up, yep. So we had a costume party at my work on Thursday where, like, you could bring family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And last year I was the nerd duckin', and so, like, people won't stop talking about it. Like, oh, what was that? What was the thing you were called last year where you had all the different costumes? Oh, I was a nerd duckin'. Yeah, nerd duckin'. Oh, it's going to be crazy this year. Ah, fuck.
You fucked up. You fucked up, Tim.
So then I'm like, well, I got to do something. So normally I do at least two costumes per day. So I showed up in the morning as Wonder Woman. I grabbed my wife's Wonder Woman costume. Fucking people love that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They loved it. I'll tell you right now, I was not an attractive Wonder Woman.
Oh, no, we saw it.
Well, maybe the audience didn't see. I'm telling them to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you were pretty hot. You're so hot, Tim.
That's not hot.
You're so hot.
No.
Tim, you were like the hottest hot that ever hotted.
Now. Anyway, so then I changed into my Han Solo being stabbed with Kylo Ren's lightsaber costume, and people were like, oh, I liked Morning Tim better.
Oh!
Afternoon Tim is just making me sad again.
You tell him to go fuck themselves?
No, people are like, who are you, Luke Skywalker? I'm like, what? What? Die in a Christmas fire. I know it's early. I celebrate all year.
I got a podcast proving it.
Boom. Here's a link. Download it. You just told me to die. Well, I still need the downloads.
Yeah, I hope you don't die before you listen a few times.
Yeah, download it, subscribe on iTunes, give us a rating, then die.
But make sure whatever you use is still downloaded after you die.
Then right, yeah. That, make sure your Christmas fire.
Your mobile devices are still connected to the internet. Connected.
I think about that more now. Like, oh, do I need to give people access to my shit before, like, in case I die someday? I'm like, do they need access? I don't know.
So Monday, I have not totally decided what I'm going to do yet, but I also have to train a new person at my job. Like, we're having a separate Halloween party, a separate costume party. Mm-hmm. This one's not for the family, it's just for the employees. And I have to train a noob, and so I'm like, I can't. So like, you're going to dress as Wonder Woman? I'm like, I thought you wanted to keep this guy. Like, he's going to show up and be like, hi, I'm Wonder Woman. I'm be your training instructor for the day. All right, and I'm out.
Wait, but he may love it, though.
I don't sense that'll be the case.
If I was training for a job, someone showed up as Wonder Woman, I'm like, yes, I'm in.
This is a place I can work.
If I wear shorts to work, yep, no one's going to say anything.
Well, that's true anyway.
You guys don't have a dress code?
Yeah, just wear something. That's our dress code.
A thong?
I mean, you could probably get away with it as long as nobody complained.
But what if I can't thing?
What if you can't what?
Thing. Thing a thong?
Sing out loud?
Thing out strong?
Oh, okay. I still wasn't getting the words. Like, dang. I'm like, what? Dang. Dang. Is Andy broken? Dang, 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 dang.
Denim, denim, denim.
Denim, denim, denim. Denim, 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 denim. Andy mentioned Deadpool. How do you guys feel about the director not being on the project anymore?
Meh.
Huh?
You don't think it's going to matter?
Nah.
Huh?
Okay.
Especially because it sounds like, granted, this is spin from the person who had the director who's still on the movie, but it sounds like he wanted to make it more big budget and more mainstream, more like a typical superhero movie, because now they had a bigger budget and whatnot. And he's like, and Ryan Reynolds was like, no, we want to keep it the way it was, because like, why do we want to get lost in a billion superhero movies that are doing the same thing when we can keep doing our own thing?
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
I'm with Ryan Reynolds. I'm always with Ryan Reynolds. I got lost in that man's eyes.
I'm just wondering, like, yeah, I just wonder how much the director matters. I'm like, it might not be as good.
I mean, unless the director did some of the script, but I don't think so. I remember them being separate writers that I knew.
So you think the script writer matters more? Like, how much do you think the director matters?
I mean, the director can do things with the script and change things and, you know, yes, the director matters. The director matters plenty. How about that?
Okay. I mean, just one thing I've never figured out is like how much of each thing does it matter, right? Like how much does the director matter? How much does the writer matter? How much, you know, I mean, actors obviously matter as well.
Yeah, true.
Because that's who you're seeing. But also I think it seems like sometimes it's the director getting something from the actor that maybe they wouldn't have done on their own.
It's a decent point.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example where, like, if you replace the director of this movie, think about how different it would be.
Well, I mean, there's, like, the kind of directors, like Ridley Scott or Steven Spielberg. Like, I think, yeah, if you change them out, like, it's definitely going to change the feel of a movie. Or Stanley Kubrick.
Well, if Judd Apatow had directed Clerks, imagine how different that would be.
Oh, yeah. It would have been, I don't know if it would have been better.
I don't know. I don't know if the rawness of that movie is what makes it good, or if it could have been even better if it had had a bit more sheen to it.
Well, I mean, I think in that case, it's a little bit different because Kevin Smith wrote it, and I think that's what made it so relatable for us, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying, like, maybe Kevin Smith still wrote it, but then Judd Apatow directed it?
Correct. If Judd Apatow takes the script, hires a different cast of actors, decides not to shoot in black and white...
I don't know. Yes, I mean, it's tough to say, because, like, I feel like definitely those actors added something to it, like...
Moves the camera occasionally.
Man, I still remember listening to those Kevin Smith commentaries where he talked about on Mallrats, like, look at that, that's a dolly shot, it's moving!
Look what I can do!
Well, there's a camera move, yeah, push in. Ben Affleck, yeah, operatic visually speaking.
Oh man, there's so much shit talked in that movie in the commentary.
Oh yes, I miss Ben Affleck on Kevin Smith commentaries.
Yeah, what's he doing now? Being Batman, award-winning director.
He's gotten too big for his britches.
No, that was during Mallrats.
I'm not that fat, you son of a bitch.
Is that was that in the commentary?
Yeah. earlier he talked about how fat Kevin Smith talked about how fat he was. He's like, I'm fatter than Ben Affleck in Mallrats. And then later on, Ben Affleck's on screen, and then in the middle of something else, and Ben Affleck just chimes in, I'm not fat, you son of a bitch. He's like, I said it like 20 minutes ago. It's still stuck in your craw?
Just waiting for his right moment.
Which is just whenever that percolated up to the surface.
Any highlights to your guys this week?
Any highlights?
Low lights?
God, I can't think of any. Many. Oh, Drew did for his karate class go and they did pumpkin carving, which is they got a whole bunch of pumpkins for all the kids, and the kids first painted and carved the pumpkins, and then they took a sword and carved the pumpkins into itty bitty bitty little bits.
Okay, I was like, what does this have to do with karate? And then it got awesome.
Yes, and it was pretty awesome. You wonder how awesome it was? They had extra pumpkins. They're like, any parents want to do it? Yeah.
Wait, they let you just swing a sword around?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I chopped the shit out of a pumpkin.
Did you chop its head off with ninja-like precision?
No, I chopped its head off with suburban dad-like imprecision. But, I mean, I also did the, I'm bigger than most of the dads here, I better show off, I better look like it. So I chopped all the way through the pumpkin, and all the way through the thing of pine straw that the pumpkin was supposed to be on, and the sword hit the ground underneath. So everybody just hears this, clang! I'm like,
yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
The sword seems to be okay, sir. Sorry.
They take it away from you.
It appears unharmed. He's like, hey, you want to take another swing? I'm like, I don't think that's good for the sword or the ground.
Walking it back a minute, are you? Is your kid a Ninjago costume?
Yes.
Or just a regular Lego ninja?
Nope, Ninjago.
Which one?
Blue one, whatever that one is.
Oh, I forget his name.
You know these things.
Yes, I do. Do you not watch Ninjago?
I try to avoid it. I watched it.
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I watched it once or twice. Lego, because they no longer have the exclusive patents. Like, I guess their patents on the shape of their little nubbins or whatever expired. Kind of their differentiation is like all the licensing. So not just that they've got like exclusive licenses for Lord of the Rings and Marvel and Star Wars and fucking everything else. I think DC and like Lego just owns all of the rights to make, you know, toy Lego everythings. The other thing they've been doing is building up their own product lines, and one of them is they started a line of Lego toys and TV show to support it, because we're back in those days, like G.I. Joe. So they do half-hour commercials, shows for this thing called Ninjago that's Lego ninjas, and they practice.
It is fucking involved.
Spin jitsu.
Like, the first three seasons are on Netflix. Season four you can buy on demand off Comcast. Season five, fuck you, it's nowhere. And season six was, until recently, free on demand. So we watched all 2, 3s and three. I'm like, oh, that's it? And then I looked it up. I'm like, there's three more seasons. And then we just jumped from the end of season three to season six. Fucking a ton of shit has changed.
You gotta keep
up
with it,
Tim. They're not afraid to take chances.
They will kill off a motherfucker.
Yes, and then they brought him back as a different motherfucker, and then, like, the bad guy is now the good guy, but then as a different bad guy? It's all crazy.
So the world is changing, my friend. The world is changing.
Yep. And if you miss two seasons, you'll be like, wait, what? He's the good guy now? We spent three seasons trying to kick his ass, and now he's on their team?
Yep. It's like wrestling.
It is like wrestling.
It is.
I would say it's an enjoyable little show. I mean, at least as good as Transformers.
Well, I don't watch Transformers either.
You did.
I did.
That's my point.
Okay. I'm older now.
Whatever. You own a copy of Hollow Man. I don't want to hear it.
Oh.
I bought that in my foolish misspent youth.
I think your youth was pretty well spent.
That has been spent up. You said now a dry hollow. Hey, wait, someone had a birthday.
Someone did have a birthday. See, when we were talking about how was everyone's week, so I was expecting him to chime in with that.
Well, who?
You!
What happened?
That was a good delivery. Made it sound like he legitimately had no idea who we were talking about.
So, not on my actual birthday. I went, like, the Friday before, I went to a Brazilian steakhouse in San Jose with my family.
And was that meat-tastic?
It was hit and miss. It was, overall, it was good, but not all the meat was great. And there was a guy running in the rain with his shirt off.
And wait, you want him to get his shirt wet?
Tiny shorts.
What, you want him to wear big wet shorts?
I'm just impressed he's running in the rain. Anyhow, yeah, so most of it was good, but yeah, some of the meat was just like dry, not very great, and some of it was like, oh, this is fucking delicious. So that was good. On my actual birthday, I went on a little hike, and that was about it. Did I see a movie on my birthday? Or did I see a movie before my birthday? I took 2 days off of work as well, and I saw Jack Reacher, which again was okay. Yeah, now I'm 40.
You are. You went over the hill.
Over the hill.
You went over the hill at a run.
Noah texted us. He's like, oh, after watching that movie, I'm tired. I'm like, fuck, you're the in shape one. The two of us are fucked when we hit 40.
Nah, I wasn't really tired. I was just being funny.
Oh.
Because that's why I mentioned the part about Werther's Originals.
Yeah. Didn't get that?
Just, I figured you were being funny while still being serious.
No, I wasn't tired.
Oh, okay.
Noah was good to go. Hot to trot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to bard.
Huh?
No, I don't like it. Nobody look at me.
All right.
So, yeah. Being 40, it's like, you know, just like I put my pants one leg at a time.
Oh, not me. And then I jump up in the air and put both legs on at once.
Can't do that when you're 40, Tim. You might hurt yourself.
Nope.
Damn it.
Slow it down.
Slow it down, girl.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, tell him about your costume you wore last night.
Well, I can send you a picture. You can post it well if you want. I was Barack Ross. So I was Black Bob Ross.
The fro wig lives again.
and that is why I was like, Andy, I've gotten a lot of use out of this fro wig. Danelle was repulsed by the fro wig.
Danelle just doesn't like wigs.
She knows it's been on your crotch.
Yes. I mean, we both said that when we first saw him. Like, we know where that's been.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, every once in a while I'll pick up, like, some items. But in general, like, I'm like, what costume can I do for the cheapest amount of money or almost no money? This costume happened to be free.
The best price.
The best.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got kind of like a bluish shirt and jeans and...
Look on your face in the picture. I think that's going to be the album art this week.
I mean, you got to be happy when you're painting fluffy clouds, right?
Hell yeah.
You do.
If they're going to be happy little clouds, you better be a happy little painter.
Someone thought I was Basquiat.
And it took a while. We're like, what the hell word are you saying? It was like Andy with a thang.
Thang.
Oh, it's kind of like Siri with her axe. I don't know if axe to ask translation in Siri is racist. I don't know if them thinking that you were Basquiat was racist.
And then someone else thought you were whatever the football player who was kneeling during the national anthem.
Yo, Tebow. Not Tebow. Yeah, Kaepernick. What?
Yeah, that's him. You got it. Tebow.
Tebow did a kneeling thing, right?
Yes, but he would kneel after every touchdown and thank God.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Kaepernick. I was like, nope. I mean, I'm not dressed football at all. I mean, I guess like maybe they just assumed I was just didn't got a little lazy. I'm like, I'm just going to throw on a fro wig.
Black guy with a fro must be Kaepernick.
Well, you know, that would actually...
Basquiat, I can kind of see. Like, if you look at pictures of Basquiat, he didn't quite have a fro, but he had kind of crazy hair.
I got to say that just toss the wig on and be a black guy would actually be kind of fitting for that wig. Since it started its life as part of my I'm Tim costume.
What the fuck?
You don't remember this?
Well, Tim doesn't have hair like that.
I know. That's what made my costume extra ridiculous. So I wore a Mix 106 t-shirt with keys on a Mix 106 lanyard around my neck. Hawaiian shirt on the outside of it. Shorts. I can't remember if they were jean shorts or not, but I wore shorts. And then a big fro wig and like 7 stickers that said, "Hello, my name is Tim," all over the shirt.
And then after I used the wig, Tim and you were like, "You can keep it."
Yep. Yeah. As soon as it became part of your pubicle region costume, yes, I was done. Like, "Hey, Andy, can I borrow that?" I'm like, "Sure. What for?" "Oh, I'm gonna be a flasher." Huh?
No. You gave you like I was gonna be a flasher, and you're like, "Oh, hey, you should use this."
Oh, yes, I did.
Wait a second. I know what I'm going to use this for.
See, I imagined like flasher with an afro. That would be silly. You know,
and Noah
further
said,
disguise you.
Your imagination is not strong enough.
No. Flasher with a 6-inch bush. No, probably about 9-inch.
9-inch bush.
Yes.
And that the first year I used the belt, and then I got a little more creative, and I bought a thong, and I would sew the fro wig to the thong.
Okay, so you were just bare butt flapping in the breeze the first year.
Yep.
Yeah, don't you remember we went to like Safeway, and I lifted my jacket up, and my butt was just like, I think, was Brie there? And they're like, "Oh."
Yeah, it was Lena who got the brunt of it.
Oh, yeah, somebody.
But I thought you still had a thong on, so it was just all Noah ass.
The very first time was all Noah ass.
Noah just delicious. Walking around naked. He was
maybe
dressing.
Some balls hanging out. That jacket, though, I use is surprisingly warm.
Oh, man. My favorite thing about this whole thing is that you were quote-unquote dressing like a flasher, but you were nude under that jacket. You had a belt and a fucking wig over your dingus, and you were otherwise nude under the jacket.
Yeah,
you weren't just dressed as a flasher. You were a flasher.
I mean, I wasn't doing the full Monty, though.
I recognize that, but you were one, like miscalculated tuck into a belt away from it.
Well, that's why I got the thong.
Yes. I also remember the pictures. I don't even remember which party it was that you were at, but pictures of you at a party where you just put on, I think it was one of the Britannia Arms aprons, like the ones that the waitresses wore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, just nude it up with a bar apron on.
And the picture of him taking someone's order.
Yes.
I don't know where that picture is anymore. I mean, I'm sure it exists somewhere. That's the shitty thing. It's like every time I get a new hard drive, I never copy or computer. I never copy everything, but I just copy it to a hard drive somewhere and it just sits like, you know, like in the, you know, in the virtual closet. Yeah, I was much more free with my body back then.
I wish we all were.
Hey,
as I said to somebody last week, I wish I was still as fat as I thought I was 10 years ago.
You thought you were fat?
Yeah, I always had a little pooch thing going on, but now it's pooching.
Hey. It's interesting because I was talking about like kind of what kind of motivated me is like when I worked at Google, we used to just get like all sorts of like, you know, food, and like I saw a picture of myself, and I was like, fuck, like. That is a lot of gut going on there. I'm like, I should do something about this. And then, yeah, then I just started walking and count my calories. And that worked for a bit.
Yep. Yeah, I saw a picture of myself holding Drew up, and I was like, man, who is that fat fucker? I'm hungry.
I mean, I think, you know, I just, as I'm sure most people kind of, like, I didn't quite have a complete picture of, like, what, like, eating healthy was. Like, you know, I thought sucking down orange juice was okay because orange juice is healthy for you, not realizing, like, oh, fucking orange juice has a lot of fucking calories.
Yeah, orange juice is like sugar.
Yeah.
More so than a donut. Lesson, eat a donut.
Yes.
Really? More? Is it more sugar or you just absorb it faster?
Oh, do the research!
Because, I mean, I think anytime it's liquid, you're always going to absorb it faster than if you have, like, or, you know, organic material attached to it.
Yeah, the sugar thing actually may be true, not just about the absorption or whatever, but like just like pure sugar content. But that understates the number of total carbs in a donut, and also all of the fat in which the donut was fried.
Carbs are good for you.
Are they?
They help you eat.
Tim, you know that the carb is not the thing that you get into to drive to your gerb, right? You're aware of this?
I drive my curb to my gerb.
Andy, since just you checking. Since you're behind on stuff, did you see Black Jeopardy?
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
No, I keep trying to get my wife to watch that SNL. She's like, no, let's watch something shorter. So we're like caught up on Sam B and almost on Daily Show, but still have not watched that SNL.
You should watch the Black Jeopardy episode online. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Muy hilarioso.
Yeah.
you all right.
That is not bad, Doug. I went going through the other Black Jeopardies that they've done before this. I'm like, nah.
I mean, because then it's more firmly in the black culture, right? It's not trying to bridge a gap.
I mean, there is a white person there, but it's just a white person who keeps fumbling and fouling up.
Right. It's not like, doesn't have the undertone of like, oh, we're actually not that different.
Exactly. Yeah. None of the other ones are like that.
Yeah. That's what I heard, that like, normally they're like that. Whereas this one is just like, oh, actually, we are not that different.
I get the feeling that my opinion's about to change when I see the Tom Hanks Black Jeopardy. But did you guys see the Drake Black Jeopardy?
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
I did. Yeah, I looked it up.
That is my current record holder. That is my current favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, granted, I saw the Drake one after, and so I was like, oh, this pales in comparison.
All right, pales. I'm going to have to watch that now.
if the Drake one pales, then I'm really, really looking forward to this one now. I mean, it's Tom fucking Hanks. I mean, you know, it's going to be great.
I think...
Yeah, well, he keeps doing all these serious roles. You forget how funny he is.
Yep.
I think what makes it really good is just the fact that they are kind of going like, actually, we're not that different. Like, there's that other kind of more serious and true undertone.
Undertone to it, yeah. Like the sort of serious larger point.
Yeah, but there was no point to be made with the David Pumpkins, and that shit was still hilarious.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
Yes.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah. But this is like, you can understand why it's funny. David Pumpkins, I'm like, it's so weird, and I don't, but it's funny. I don't know
why I keep watching this.
It's kind of like Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. Like, there's no way in hell my son will ever see this because I'm not going to spend the next 3 years of my life listening to it.
That one, I like one view was good for me. I'm like, yeah, I get it. That's dumb.
Alexi's really into it.
My response was more, what the fuck, Japan? Which is a fairly common thing that I seem to say.
Yeah. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
I mean, the reality is, like, I think people are just making all sorts of weird shit these days, and, like, sometimes it sticks, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I'm sure there's, like, you know, you're like, banana, pen, cucumber, it just didn't take off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That guy did a whole thing with the whole produce section.
Everyone's like, no. No. Okay. No. You said no. I understand. It's no.
All right. Bye-bye. Shall we bring this baby in?
I think so.
Me. Oh, it burns.
Oh, and Tim said the Sully one was funny too. I'll have to watch that.
What's my name?
David S. Pumpkins.
Oh yeah, it had its moments.
Good. Good. Yes, good.
So basically, if you got that whole episode on your DVR, just watch it.
If not, see what you can piece together with YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube will give you most of it. But it sounds like you are waiting to take it off your DVR, so I meant you personally, Andy.
Yes.
Watch
me?
It.
Yes. Me. Yes. Me. Yes, I will do that. With or without her.
With or without her.
I saw that.
I have to pee-pee.
I saw them.
Oh, yes, you did. Good for you. Did they sing that one?
Still awesome. Yes, they did.
Great.
Yes.
Super.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Great.
Yes.
Great. Yep. Moving
I
along.
I haven't thought about that guy in a long time.
Is that the radio station guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your All boss? Right.
Great. Excellent. Actually, that's not true. I did think of him recently because I found his... I had a bunch of old audio from all my, unlike Noah, all my old audio was stored on several or like old files, I'll just transfer them to like hard drives, and I transfer them all to all the audio files to this wireless hard drive, so I can listen to all my audio files on the go. And I randomly found he did an audition video when it looked like when he was getting fired. He did an audition, not video. He did an audition audio to be a DJ somewhere else. And then I cut it up because what apparently the name of their morning show was Somebody and Dick in the Morning. And so I cut it up to where he kept saying, "I like dick. I like dick. Mommy, mommy, will you touch my dick? And you can come and spin my dick for great prizes."
Oh, man.
You may hate your boss, but you will never get the satisfaction of making him talk about his own dick. I had that. Hooray for me.
You can't take that away from me.
Literally, I have it in several locations. If I die, it goes to the media.
Did you actually hate your boss? I always got the feeling like he just annoyed you.
I was not a fan of him, no.
Okay.
There's been a couple bosses I hated.
And technically, he wasn't my boss. So...
Well, yeah, but...
He just was able to assert influence over my position.
Yeah, and then talk about his dick.
Yay!
Hey, excuse me!
Oh, well, that's Tancast for this week.
All right.
Remember, I love you guys. I love you, Tim. I love you, Andy. You both are great people.
Aw, thanks, Noah.
And... You're all right.
I mean, I wouldn't kick you out of bed for eating crackers.
Yeah.
I'd prefer you didn't eat crackers in the bed, though.
All right.
I had my druthers.
Fair enough. Pornhub might buy or trying to buy Vine.
Yes.
Oh my. It's
weird.
That's gonna be a totally different Vine.
Yeah.
More like Vane.
Good night, everybody. That was
I'm
your
not
all
week. That.
Try the veal.
I hear it's veiny.
Veiny, there you go.
Oh.
Remember. Fuck, what should she not trust?
I don't know.
Vine was already Vain, V-A-I-N.
Oh, there it is.
Nope.
Nah.
Vine, Noah, some time to think of what he shouldn't trust.
Okay. Well, you guys do your thing.
Oh. call back. Not today, David Pumpkins. Yesterday, David Pumpkins. And every day.
This week, I hate the fact that my no soda... thing is completely undone by the sheer amount of candy that has been brought into my house already. And also Donald Trump.
never trust
being away.
Never trust your preconceived notions of another group.
Oh, that's deep. Almost as deep as I got in your mama!
Tim, I think you mean your mama. We know you fucked her.
No, we know you fucked her. No!
Oh,
no.
Never mind.
No.
No, I take that deep thing back. Never trust Tim not to fuck his mom.
Yeah, shut up!
I'm happy.
Any questions?
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
See what you do when you try and make jokes about fucking my mom, Tim? See what happens?
Do you see what you get, Tim? Do you see what you get when you mess with the warrior?
For a second, I was like, you drew Bill Cosby?
Do you see what you get when you mess with the warrior? I will put Magello pudding all over your face.
If you want to hate Bill Cosby, there's an article I read about all these different women that came out about their different experiences. I was like, fuck, this guy is fucking terrible and fucking just bold as fuck.
Bold or bald?
Bold.
Bold.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's an odd thing to get upset about.
Yeah.
Man, he's bald.
Fuck him.
Fuck that guy.
You hear the new thing? Like, he's now blind, so he can't recognize his accusers.
Christ.
Anyhow, have a week.
I grab him by the pudding pop.